8 or chapter 10. So we have one king then that lives out his time in righteousness. But then when his son becomes king, he uses his power to have many wives. And then he also does that which is grievous to be born, it says in verse 5. And that is, he begins to tax the people. Again, the idea of the government taxing the people. Now, you need to learn and study your taxes. Transaction taxes, or which are mostly sales taxes, these were not considered sin and are not considered sin by our Constitution. But when you begin to tax the people directly, that is sin. Property taxes, income taxes, these kind of taxes against the people deprive them of the rights to their property and the rights to their privacy and to their personal lives. And these taxes are wicked. And it says that he used these taxes to build buildings. And again, that sounds not only like the tax of the government, but it sounds like the tithes of the church. That all they're doing is out building all these wonderful buildings and claiming and talking about all the wonderful growth, and just like the government with its building, meaning it's talking about growth. All they were interested in is using this money to show their growth and their power and their size. Well, then it says in verse 6 that those who would not pay taxes were put in prison, even as today. Again, the idea of taxing was in the Old Testament. Was that was what your tithes were. That's what paid the government the heads and everything. And then it was a free will offering, and the honest men would pay their, pay their portion. But you certainly was not something to put someone into prison over, yet that is the number one organization that is used to oppress and imprison our populace today. Well, it says that after 42 years of this, then the people rebel, and then that's followed by warring amongst the people. And the kingdom changes hands, and the people oscillate for a long time in between righteousness and following the Lord and then following them themselves. And the biggest problem they had in their wickedness was that they followed their leaders. Again, the problem that we keep seeing all the way back that the brother Jared mentioned, or that men want to follow men, and that's their big problem, is they're just followers of other men, and they don't want to go to the Lord and follow the Lord. Well, and it says that several hundred years pass. A lot of time again is passing in this record. It says that Lib becomes king, and that the people are very righteous. And they, in becoming righteous, they are very industrious. And by being industrious, there is a lot of machinery in the land to do the work for man. And that's an important thing that machinery and the industrialization of America came from the Lord. But it's been the distortion of that machinery and this industrialization by, again, wicked men. Again, instead of focusing it on taking care and helping man, instead, they've used it to focus on the entertainment systems and so of man, which makes him focus to think that this life is what he wants. But nonetheless, this is the main point here of this section, was to let you know that the industrialization comes from righteous people and their industry. Well, then says that hundreds of more years pass with the people oscillating between captivity and freedom and different leaderships. But notice again, they are not right. By the time when you get to the end of chapter 10, they begin to talk about secret combinations in the land again. Notice that this is the sign of when people are about to be right, and that is when they have secret combinations begin to take over all the land. And again, the point here, they just began to be in the land here. When the last kingdom that was here, when they were destroyed, when it destroyed everyone but 30 people among the Jaredites, remember that it said that the secret combinations went throughout the entire land. And that is where we are today, which means that we're just where they are, where we're about to receive, where we're about right to receive the destruction of the Lord.